This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Trump's hand-picked Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy is his name, has been in the job a little bit less than 2 months, but the changes he's making have already started to affect delivery, as in, it's slower. And there is, yes, a political side to this story, with vote by mail looking to be a big part of the presidential election this fall, and that is a big, big deal. But along with Postmaster General, DeJoy is also the post office's first ever CEO. And as such, with mail delivery slowing and private competitors capitalizing, the post office could be facing a workforce problem. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that story.
Mark Dimenstein, now the president of the American Postal Workers Union, worked as a clerk for the Postal Service for more than two decades. He says the job afforded his family of five a comfortable life.
You know, we had vacation time. And we had some money to be able to take vacations. I've never met anybody that says, geez, I wish I had never been a postal worker.
These are solid middle-class jobs, and they have been for quite a while.
Monique Morrissey with the Economic Policy Institute says these union career jobs have historically provided more opportunities for veterans and Black workers who are overrepresented among its workforce. Most private competitors to USPS are less generous with pay and benefits. While UPS has a unionized workforce, FedEx has long relied on contractors and subcontractors for its ground deliveries. David Weil, a labor market expert at Brandeis, says that pushes wages and benefits down.
Every time you shift down who's responsible to one more level, you're creating another level of a business that has to make a margin.
Weil points to one private equity analysis that found FedEx workers earned 40% less than their Postal Service counterparts. The same analysis found Amazon is taking the model to an extreme, using a network of gig workers to deliver packages whose net earnings are sometimes below minimum wage. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.